Blog Talk Radio.
That was Randy Morris, and this is Psychic Jethro, and get ready, because here we go. It's Friday night. Psychic's gone wild. Yeah, you guys wanted her. She's here. She's in the back. We've got Shelley Seitz, the phenomenal, not only psychic counselor, very talented astrologer, fun lady, just great person. I'm going to read you a little bit about our little esoteric one. She's not only a lot of fun, she's very passionate. She's also does a little bit of a different drum sometimes. She can be honest, straightforward, sometimes blunt. She's never known to mince words. In other words, it's our Shelley, the one we love, and she's here tonight giving you guys a little bit. We've got full room. You've got me, Psychic Jethro. I bet you knew I was on the one tonight, didn't you? We joked about this last night. All of us were teasing, and Kelly, I guess, is losing her voice. She is going to be hopefully in the chat room rolling through there helping all of us talk and get the websites out for me and Shelley. Any of you guys who have a chance, please remember we're in Mercury retrograde. So if you look at the front of our thing, my name is not Jethro. It is Jethro, and here we go. Welcoming Shelley. Shelley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Jethro, and we are indeed rocking.
We are. We're going to give them one word once, and we're only going to be able to give them a few minutes, and we've got everybody loading up the queue. I haven't even promoted us. I don't know if anybody knows, but we're supposed to promote before you guys jump in and go, give it to me. So we're just going crazy. And I love the fact that we've had so many.
Told them about your name was in Mercury retrograde, and my last name is Seitz. It's a German spelling.
Oh, no, and I did it again. Shelley Seitz, and I was all proud of myself. Okay, well, it is Mercury, and Mercury is being a bad little girl, but we love her anyway. And starting out with our first caller tonight, we ask you guys please to do one minimum question, and I am going to mute you afterwards. It's nothing personal. We've just got 54 minutes to get through right now. It looks like 11 people. Well, oh, sorry, 12 people. So here we go. 214, what do you know, 214?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. This is Psyche Jethro. I've missed you. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been around.
Oh, so you leave me out in the cold and Shelly sight. Well,
bye.
You're out there. You said you loved us. Okay, Lashana, that's okay. You'll be sorry. You know, I have other people that will take me out and take me to McDonald's.
It's a Big Mac, honey.
Well, welcome, and give us your date of birth for Shelly, and I will give you a little bit of a few minutes reading what the guys are telling me by giving me your name, and we'll get you rolled right through Psychics Gone Wild. So first your name.
My date of birth is June 28th, 1983.
June. June. You're a Cancer. You're a water sign. You're ruled by your emotions. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of questions do you have for us?
I was trying to see if you all see a reconciliation between me and my husband, Daryl.
You would like that to happen. But whatever it was that drove you apart is not going to change. I'm feeling that very strongly. So if you did reconcile, it may be good for a little while, but after a while, the reasons that drove you apart will crop right back up again, honey. It'll be like a bad summer rerun.
Oh. See, I told you to stay with us. Where did you know? I'm teasing you, Lashonda. And I agree. And I also feel exactly as she's what we're talking here with the energy. We both are picking this up. I'm also getting something here that they said to talk with Daryl and realize that Daryl has went through a difference. You're going to notice that he's changed while you two have been having this problem.
He has changed.
And I feel that you're gonna notice that when you two are back together, like she said, just like the same problems cropping up, the guys are showing me that. They're also telling me that you're going to notice as things are starting to happen for you is that you're also going to be able to realize that you didn't want to have you wanted to have a really good relationship. You fell in love with him, and that's what I feel. I feel that very strong. They keep telling me that exactly what we were saying that we started with this with you and feeling is that this is going to take a new energy there. And you've been looking at wanting your life to have stronger things. And I also am going to predict something here that I see. I think a person from your past kind of coming back that is not Daryl. I see a different energy trying to get into a relationship or trying to get your attention here shortly in April.
Okay.
So we thank you, Lashawn. I know you're like, don't get scared. Hang around. See, we love you. You've got to talk to somebody who's going wild. No, and we also helping you, Lashawn. We're going to definitely keep you on our things. Remember to always follow along with the show. We started out here. We've taken our first caller. We've got about 8 of you left. Shelly Seitz, tell us what all you've been doing.
Well, I do my radio show alternating Mondays. Next one coming up. It's called Sagittarian Sun, the name of my business, and it will be the 11th, this coming Monday, from 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and the number to call in for that show is 323-693-3312, and that's sponsored by True Psychic Networks.
We thank you, and we love that. And Shelly, you know, you come over. You're a very phenomenal person. And all of you guys are listening in. One of the things I want to really promote here is go into the websites. We've had the best times with you guys on the radio, and we give you. I want to tell you the truth. You guys are going to really be bummed, but we are teasers, and we give you a little bit. If we give you the whole meal on here, we don't only not have time, but because we've got so many people, we want to be fair. I can tell you right now that Shelly comes not only highly recommended. It is excellent because not only am I gifted, but I know she gives out a lot of energy. As you guys have found out through the shows, I have a lot of you writing us and going, you know, Shelly comes over, we love her. Well, go on her site and buy her reading. Do me a bigger favor as you guys are checking out these sites. Let me know where you're going to find someone not only as strong and as good as Shelley, but who has the great sense of humor. Shelley, I just love you. And we're going to go into our next caller. This is Psyche Jethro on Psyche's Gone Wild. And we are going to grab one of our people that's been on the waiting the longest. And your numbers are going crazy tonight. Any of you guys that are getting kicked in and kicked out and hanging on, don't go worrying about it. We'll get to you. So we're going to go to 352. It's 352. And you are on the site tonight. And how are you, 352?
I'm good. My name's Andrea. My birthday is 11/12/1982.
Okay, you are a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also, you're very charismatic, honey. You have that sexual charisma about you, and you project that. It's definitely a very strong part of you, because Scorpio is the sex sign in the zodiac. And but you can put that to good use in doing what you do and doing it well. And what kinds of questions do you have for us tonight?
What do you see for me as far as like me moving and moving on with my life? I just got out of a relationship and kind of, sort of, just want to move on.
Yep, and if you allow yourself the chance to heal, then you will be able, and focus on direction, where you want to go, what you want to do. It's like I tell people, you're asking yourself, what do I want to be when I grow up? And now is your time to make some serious transitions in changing your pattern, your life, everything that's around you. And you will be able to do this, and you will see a lot of progress before June 25th of this year.
Okay.
Very good. And we thank you, Andrea. And don't you love Shelley? Can you tell us that? Can you tell the truth?
Yes. She sounds really legit, and she tells it straightforward.
We do, and you know, and you get, we're going to get her going. We kind of rushed her a little bit tonight, and Kelly is normally on, and Kelly is losing her voice, and she's like pouting, and I've already gotten a little bit of writing from Idaho that she wants me to know that Shelley is her friend. And I said, okay, we can share Shelley. Shelley's shareable. And then we just love. And I got to tell you something, Andrea. I have read for you before, and it has impressed me. We share the same birthday, November 12th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Special
that's,
day.
Yes, we rock.
Thank you, though.
And Shelley's going to tease us. She's like, you Scorpios. So I think Shelley was going to trade me in last time. We had it like we were doing a Scorpio Gemini night the last time me and Shelley worked. And we just, remember that was so wild.
Wild is right.
We love it, all of you guys, and all of you fans who go into PsycheGoneWild.com. You can find all of our information. We've got Shelley's in there. You've got mine, Psyche Jethro. We've got each and every one of the individuals of the family. I want you guys to please do me a favor. Go into PsycheGoneWild.com and check out our newest family member, and that is Raphael. He's an angel card reader, very good shaman reader, and another person is the Friday night Crystal of Fate. She reads with the angel cards of Doreen Virtue. Check them out. See what you think. Give us your opinion. And don't forget to put in your PsycheGoneWild.com opinion vote and addresses for the readings. Last night, Danny won, and she won a PsycheGoneWild basket, and it included a signed book. She's also won herself a class and a few other things. So you guys, you never know what we've got, and just keep on checking out PsychesGoneWildSite.com. 952, how are you, 952?
Hi, I'm doing really well. My name is Patricia Hopkins. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was born February 16th, 1961. Just had a birthday. Wanted to know what I need to manifest in my life over the next year.
Very good. That sound you're hearing means that you've won. So don't worry.
Oh.
It's a good thing. Go ahead, and you were our caller we had on that just, we do it randomly, so we have a winner tonight on Saturday, and you've won our coffee basket, Patricia. But go ahead and Yeah, it's wild, and we love that you called. Patricia, go ahead and let Shelley give you your reading, and I will give you my information on here where you can get a hold of me because you've won the coffee basket.
Love it.
Okay.
Healthy coffee.
What's going on in your world? What kind of questions do you
have? Yeah, what should I be manifesting?
Okay. Right now, you're looking at making changes. Everyone's in transition. I mean, this is just part of what's going on for all of us, and it will continue full force until the spring of 2015. But transformation isn't going to be complete until 2038. And you're letting go of old baggage. You are, it's like a rebirth. You're finding out more about yourself and who you are and the direction that you want to go with your life. And this has been going on. We've all been going through this kind of transition. Yeah, you can tell Mercury's retrograde. since 2010. But it's really ramped up now. And
yeah, it's true. I've been thinking a lot about where I want to go, at least spiritually.
Right. And you are opening up spiritually. You are opening up to ideas and thoughts. And like I said, letting go of old baggage and quit beating yourself up. It's time to move forward. Learn from the experiences.
Okay.
Learn from everything that was in your past, because don't let it be who you are, but be part of who you become. So remember that as you move forward.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia, and thank you for calling in and doing this with us. Make sure you guys are hitting the right side and following us. I know you guys tease me. I'm trying to be good. I don't send too many emails, but it does. The computer picks it up. We are on nightly. We are different times. And, Patricia, I love when the way Shelley reads. I mean, I love she just goes there. I feel like you're on a ride of a carnival. She's like, whoom, I can feel you going there with it. I'm like, okay, Shelley,
she
now.
She got it.
She got
it. She got it.
And I love with you, Patricia, that as we're going through the energy, the angels are telling me that there is some new coming into your life that's going to be a good strengthening here and some business things. Going into the coffee that you want, you'll have your choice whether you like your coffee with sugar or if you like it black. And if you will put your telephone number down on psychesgonewild.com, leave just your mailing information. We'll send out a box to you, and you can try it out and let us know, Patricia, what you think of it. It was free from psychesgonewild.com.
Well, thank you very much. I'll go up on the website and do so.
Thank you. And we are having a lot of contests. You know, you guys asked for them. We brought it back. We're a year old, and we're very big and proud of the fact that PsycheStoneWall.com has added into so many individuals and so many people that we've got happening, that what we've added our life into and want to continue for all of you guys is to continue to give you that really good service. This is Psychic Jethro, and I thank all of you guys. We've had the best thing, top in the world. Some of our readers here, me, Pamela Cummings, I'm trying to think of some of the other names that we've got here. I know Kelly got nominated, but in the top world you put is there. So we want to thank you. You put the top third show on the internet is Psychics Gone Wild, and that means a lot to me. Supernatural UFO site is the site that you chose to vote us in. So we're thanking you by giving you prizes. So Patricia won that coffee. She's going to go into PsychicsGoneWild.com. I've got her number. She'll put it down on there, verify who she is, and then put down her address, and I will send her. She has her choice of coffee latte or coffee black through Ganderma mushroom. Now, you guys do know, you know, the only thing I've ever heard about this mushroom is it's a natural healing. We know a lot more than that. It's a Chinese herb mushroom. We've done very well. Those of us who've drank it, try it. I know some of you don't like it. If Patricia don't like coffee, she can put down, I'd rather have tea, and I can send her some tea. They do green tea. We also have hot chocolate, too. So when you guys win these prizes, make sure you enjoy the fun of it. We've having ourselves a Psyche's Gone Wild night. And Shelley, I've got a couple of emails that I got ungrounded the last two times I was supposed to work with you. And so we're backed up a little bit. So I apologize. Shelley, I've listened to the show, and you and Jethro only like Geminis and Scorpios. Okay. We are out here, and you and Shelley like to laugh and have fun. Look out, because this Capricorn's going to find out really how good you are. Bridget, a friend of ours from United Kingdom. Thank you, Bridget. We love you too, you little wild girl. Going right along here, we've got one for Shelley. Shelley, I am an Aries, and I have fell madly in love with a Leo, but whenever we get together, it seems so hot. Am I imagining this, or do fire signs get too much where it's just too much passion for me? Sometimes I feel like he's giving me a headache. Sign T and T.
It's an awful lot of air and not a whole lot of stability for either of you. The fire signs are Sag, Aries, and Leo. And you, when you get two sun signs of the same element together, you are going to have a very definite combustion going one way or another, and with fire signs especially, because they make things happen and in their own way, and things really... that's why you're feeling that hot situation, is that you're, in a lot of ways, you're not moving together, but you're going at things from a whole different perspective. And right now, because the relationship is new, it's going to feel like it's lots of passion, but after a while... that passion, the passion is replaced with other feelings that aren't so positive.
Excellent. You guys got to hear it. Shelley, you are the best. Shelley, I've got to ask you, I've had a lot of emails, and I've had people asking me the last week, and I did go in the site. Can they just, if I wanted, like, a good example, I want to write you, can you do, like, how do you charge for your astrology ones? And if I wanted to just set up a relationship one and have you look at it, what would you charge me, and what all would you have to have about this relationship to give me an astrology reading on a relationship?
I charge $25. I have an excellent program. I use Kepler's professional astrology program, and it reads just like a book about the people that is being talked about, and so it's a composite chart. And back in the day, I used to delineate charts, but because my eyesight's not as good as it used to be, thank God for computers. And the program I have is accurate within ARC. And to do a chart, you use the date, time, and place of birth. And if someone cannot find their time of birth, we use midnight. Astrologers use midnight as the default. And the charts run that way.
Very good, and that's invaluable. Now, you guys just heard she's talking about sending you a chart through the email. Now, I know of I can't say names, but over a site that charges $40, and I sent it, and I got only not even a paragraph. So I'm telling you guys, grab on.
No, I have several different kinds of reports that I run, but they run between $12 and $25.
Very good.
Depending on which you want.
Shelley, you're not only affordable, you're obviously in this to help people, and you're just a blessing there with all of us. And her name is Sight. All of you, no more teasing Jethro about her name. I'm getting a lot of emails from my Skype friends who are a little cranky. And Mr. New York, you can just keep your finger off the button. So we're going into Skype. And speaking of a Skype call, is it who I think it is? Hello, Skype.
Hi, this is Patricia. Jethro, I have to give you a confirmation. I talked with you over 6 months ago. I had a private reading with you,
yes.
And I did purchase your coffee, which I'm still drinking. It's excellent. But you are absolutely correct. You said my marriage is going to dissolve in 2013, and it sure did.
Oh, my
bingo.
God.
But anyway, that was just a confirmation. Okay.
Okay, well, I would be known as the love Cupid. No, I'm teasing you. Thank you, Patricia.
It sure did, but... I I did have a question. I'm all over the place. I need extra employment. I'm working right now, but it's not that stable. And I just wanted to find out. I had an interview, and I don't know if that job is going to pan out or if there's something else coming my way. I'm looking for something that really makes my heart pop, you know?
I feel it, Patricia, and I'm glad you called in. It's good not only for the confirmation. I'm sorry about your relationship, but give us your date of birth because Shelley's going to give you a reading, and I'll give a little bit of a here. And I do feel you're on the right path, but your energy is like it's cool. I have right now with Mercury fighting with me. It's my rising, but you're like popping like firecrackers. You've got energy. You've got enough in there. A little bit of going binga bong the boom.
Yes, and it wants to come out.
Yes, give us a date of birth and let Shelly go wild on
okay.
you.
Okay. It's 1/24/63.
Okay. Tonight's our Aquarian night.
Yes.
And right now your energy's scattered. This is why you're feeling like you're going in 15 dozen different directions.
Yes.
And it's going to continue to be scattered for the next several months, and possibly the healing process will take as long as a year. But in that time, you'll find out more about yourself, and your self-esteem and your self-confidence will definitely rebound, and you'll feel much better. Like you can take on, you'll be singing the song, "I am woman, watch me roar." And this is exactly what's going to happen. But give yourself the time to heal before you jump into another frying pan or do anything else that you may later regret.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. I'm healing every day. I can feel it.
Yes, and that's really, really good. And you're going to move forward and do great things. You're also, I may be losing my mind, but have you been thinking about starting your own business?
Oh, gosh, that's been given to me before. No, I haven't. I don't even know where to start, what to market, what to do, anything. I do work at home right now doing my own thing, but I'm working for a company. I would love to do something on my own if it's simple and I can charge forward, actually. Absolutely.
I really feel you're going to investigate that.
Hmm. Okay.
And you, actually, that challenge is what you need. You need that focus. You need that. It will definitely help you to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, because I have a lot of energy right now, and I know that when I love something, I go forward. It's just amazing. I put all my all into it. So that's what I'm looking for right now.
Right.
Something to really pop.
And whatever you love to do, then that's where you'll shine and you'll make it happen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm having a hard time right now pinpointing. So you see maybe Spirit giving me some clues soon.
You will know when it's the right thing. You haven't made a decision, so I'm not picking anything up. Jethro may be able to pick something up. But because you're in transition, that information isn't coming through because you haven't made any kind of decision. You know where your passions lie. And if you expand on that, if you trust it and go with it, because right now you're not trusting a whole lot of anything because you're any time you have a breakup, like a marriage or any kind of relationship, it just knocks your socks off. You don't know what you're supposed to do next. But it will come in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thank you with that, and I agree. I feel very much, and I love now you. And we know that we're all different individual psychics. We always compliment here, and I love Shelley. You're phenomenal, and I'm seeing the energy here, Patricia. I can look a little more into your future with some other energy, but you're going to have to do a little, if you don't mind, doing a little bit of an exercise for me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And all of you psychic students, all of you that are taking my psychic class at Psychic Jethro on my website, do try this at home with another person. Would you make sure that you've got your feet set ground to the floor, like your feet are flat on the floor, and that you're about the size where your shoulders are, your feet are about that spot. You can be sitting, but you can't have any arms crossed or any legs, and that your feet are solidly on the floor.
Okay.
Thank you. And those of you who call in and keep your arms crossed to get an odd reading, shame on you. You should be in trouble. No, I'm teasing you. But you guys that call in, now go ahead for me and just go ahead just for a minute. Shelly's like, he's on a roll again. But I love with Shelly. We're going to turn around. I'm just going to have you for a little bit of energy. We're going to ground you a little bit because that's what me and Shelly are both picking up. We're going to have you visualize the middle of the earth. I want you to visualize your feet coming down from your feet into that middle of the earth, lines like roots going into the ground.
Yes.
Feel them. Okay, there we go. Now, and this is something that I'm teasing you guys that do the classes. Obviously, this helps because as we get the energy and reading someone here, I can feel like I'm sitting right there with you. Do you feel the energy? I'm right now sending you energy. I'm sending the colors and I'm feeling around. And what I'm doing is I'm picking up the energy. They're telling me that you're going to be working outside your home. They're telling me that you've got two things going on. One of them is this is why you're doing the indecision. You're not shooting yourself in the foot is the expression, but you're grabbing one hand out here and something else is tickling your foot. So you're becoming the taffy girl. You're like, I want to be home and I'd like to have this, but I need to get out and I want to work here. And I feel this whole new change, and that's what's causing this energy to do exactly what me and Shelly are trying to get through. Shelly's helping us feel the energy. Shelly's our little white windmill woman. She sends this energy in and it's just like, whoa. She's helping do this. So you guys know that I don't do this trapeze psychic act alone. I have help. And what she's doing is she's helping me push through the energy so I'm able to go through the phone. Patricia, I see you doing this other work, and I see you doing both. I see you are working not only with a business, and I see you working with this business that looks like some kind of a transfer. I see the other jobs going out. I don't see this until later June, and I do feel also that you're going to be doing some stuff at home that looks like it involves the computer and some finances. That's where we definitely with you. I'd like you to have a get with one of us and do a real strong reading because you're at that point where you want to sit down and do this. And what they're like, just exactly what Shelly said is your indecisions is doing this. So we need to sit down and to make it really accurate, I'd sit down with you, work one on one, and do a little more exercise we did there. You've also got a little ache in your back. You need to. I know you're a single person, but you need to go in and get a masseuse or something and have someone work out you've got some knots or tension here in your right shoulder. I feel like there's something going on with the right part of your back.
Mm, yeah, I do have a little bit of tension there. I thought about a masseuse the other day.
That's what I would suggest where you are. And I know all of you guys go, gosh, Jethro, you're always babying yourself. Well, no, I'm not babying myself. I'm living because, you know, this is our life. And if you think about it, this body we've got, what happens when it wears down? You need to spoil it a little bit. And I do see something that also happens here that's happening with you. As you know, we all go through a relationship and all of us do it. We do shed some of that. And you are so happy. I'm so glad. And I do remember you, you know, and respects to anybody that's listening in the show that Noelle's was. It's so nice. I remember when we talked before, you were so sad. I mean, your energy was like, hello, and I was like, okay, and now you're like, hello, and you're like, Shelly, let's rock, baby, let's go, let's talk, and I'm so happy to see, you know, whatever weight he was, he's off of your shoulders. I'm sorry to put it that way, but it feels like, you know, obviously it's what was meant, so do make sure that you are doing that, breathing in the energy, breathe in your energy back. Do positively, those of you who know I work with brain energy, make sure you're breaking all those energies whenever there's been a relationship, especially one that's had vows or any strong connections of verbal that you're putting out to the guys that I at this point, this is what's happened. I need to take those back. I need to take my energy back. And I give back and you say their physical name back to them. And you'll be so amazed because I do think this is part of what I'm picking up physically in those shoulders and the energy is you are already done. And you've still got a little of that shells and some of the energy going. What I love with people, what I do a lot when I do classes here in Tampa, is we'll sit down, I did it in Sedona, and work with the class. You sit down the energy, and within 10 to 15 minutes, all of the people who've been in a divorce or in a long relationship just, like, drop all this stuff off of them. And it's the exes, you know, even though we're done, and I had someone tease me, she goes, you know, the higher power is fine with me being divorced from him. I go, no, I'm not saying the higher power is doing it. I'm saying that the energy, because people blend, you want to make sure that that happens. Because we do when we're, you know, intimate or close or married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, I do want to thank you so much for giving me that confirmation. I didn't believe it at the time, but it's true, and I needed to tell you that you were so accurate. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you, and Pat, you know, we're going to go right on with you, Patricia. Definitely, you know, well, I have a feeling we'll be talking later. This is Psychics Gone Wild. All of you guys that are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild Night with Psychic Jethro and Shelly Seitz, and I'm getting her name right tonight, and she's kicking, you know what, and taking names here with the astrology. Shelley, we have some more writing in from Facebook. Shelley, I really was impressed with you that you have an insight. You say that this is a program, but you are very gifted. Some of the things you say are not in the book. You're obviously psychic. I guess.
Oh, after 60 years, I guess so. That are crazy. They're going to put me in a room. I really am hoping I get to choose the carpeting, though.
Buy some coffee and wake up and smell it because you're freaking me out. I just got a laugh, of course. It is Mercury retrograde, and Dan, I am your friend, but that was hilarious. Thank you. We needed that. Definitely, if you look at the show, Shelley Seitz, who is not only psychic, she's been doing this well over 50 years. Very phenomenal, a person who uses not only astrology, but her own insight to give you wisdom and experience to help touch in your life. I thank you, Dan. It's just, we're Dan, and we know that Shelley's making him happy. So we're going to go right into 330. What do you know, 330? How are you?
Good.
We thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. Are you ready to? You're a little shy. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
Yep. What is your name, honey?
It's Robinette.
Oh, Robinette. Hello.
Yes. Hi. It's nice to meet you guys. I'm from Akron, Ohio, and my birthday. November 28th. I'm a Sagittarius, 1968, Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Right around dinner time, 4:50 p.m.
Yeah.
And
your mother had more than drumsticks for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole family, huh?
Yeah.
The reason why I called, guys, I'm normally a gregarious person, everything, but I have been through hell for the last 2 years, losing my mom to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And losing, you know, even parts of my career and profession. And I have a situation with a stalker, actually a former employee, and I wanted to know how can I end it?
Okay. When you're talking about something like that, it's that situation that you cannot handle yourself, honey. I got to tell
right.
you, you're asked to get a restraining order, get the law on your side, because
okay.
I sense that this person, because of their obsession, and they are definitely drawn to your energy, and they have become quite obsessed.
Yeah.
And when you have a situation like that, you need more help than any kind of insight that you've tried everything. You have tried
yeah.
everything, but you really try to avoid the legal system, and this time you're going to have to reach out and get some help and get some protection.
Okay.
That is your only, and you could, they will advise you from there what to do how to protect yourself. This person also has the potential of stealing your identity.
Oh, he has, yeah.
Yep. And you could come up with all kinds of problems as a result of this person's obsession.
Wow. That sums it up. Wow. Will it end soon?
I'm not seeing it ending anytime soon until you step forward and get some outside help. And then it may help. It may come to an end.
Okay.
But you'll get the help that you need from people that know how to deal with this sort of thing.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I really need to go on with my life.
Yep. Before it's destroyed. Because this guy's obsession is just depressing the hell right out of you, honey. And that, there's nothing worse than a their fire out. I got to tell you what.
Yeah, it's so contrary to who I am, you know.
Oh, yeah, and looking over your shoulder, that sucks. So yeah, something to do, you know, help yourself. And
okay,
the kind of thing you can do for this guy is cool his jets.
Okay.
And he'll know you mean business, especially if the law's on his tail.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've made all the reports, FBI, you name it. So I'll just have to let them do their work.
Stay on them to continue to help you, because this fellow is malicious and potentially dangerous, and I am picking that up.
Yeah.
So you sense that you just want a verification of what you already know or suspect.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. People think I'm crazy and paranoid, and they've never heard.
No, you're not crazy. You're not paranoid. They haven't walked a mile in your moccasins, and until that happens, they don't know what they're talking about. So just flip them the bird and keep on going, girl.
All right. Oh, thank you so much, Sally.
You're going to do just fine.
Thanks. You put a smile on my face.
And a song in your heart. No problem. We are rocking.
We love it. And thank you, Shelley, for putting it right where it needed to be, right on the table. We love you guys tuning in. That was pretty right on. And what we're enjoying tonight is all of you guys are calling in to get your time with Shelley Seitz, and we're going to be here for a little bit. We take a little bit of a music break here just a second to get a little sip of water or do what we need to do. And I love with all of you on Psychics Gone Wild, we've got a few more callers on. I do apologize to any of you who's been kicked off. Please go on 773-897-6461, and you'll still be able to get in. We do have one of those nights that we're having a little bit of energy for everybody that's been calling in, and that is Mercury. Mercury is making his Lulu. Shelley, talk to some of our listeners a little bit here. Everybody's going, I always hear about retrograde. Explain to us how it affects the different charts, if you would, of astrology.
When a planet goes retrograde, when Mercury's retrograde, Venus is retrograde, Jupiter's retrograde, any of the planets, because they affect us in one way or another, when they're retrograde, that's our time to, it's like we get a second chance. We get a second chance. So when Mercury is retrograde, Mercury's the smallest planet in the galaxy, and it's the fastest moving planet. And when Mercury goes retrograde, it's like he's taking a nap and communication is screwed up, because that's what he rules, is communication and commerce. And so if your bank statement's gone wonky, if your computer's suddenly losing its noodle and emails are getting lost or whatever, that is directly associated with Mercury retrograde. And you put an R-E in front of any word and it's redo, rethink, reestablish, whatever it is, it's a redo, it's a do-over time. And Mercury's going to be retrograde this time. There's three Mercury retrogrades a year. And he will go into direct station, go forward again, on the 17th, on St. Patrick's Day. And so you can drink your green beer and go, oh, thank God I made it.
I love that. And now those of you who are tuning in, and this is Psychics Gone Wild with Shelley Seitz and Psychic Jethro. We've got a few more of you callers on. I do know we've got about 17 minutes left, so we love all of you. Thank you guys who've been patient. And next caller who's waited through the show, 856, I thank you for being so patient. How are you today, 856?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm really great.
Well.
I love. Yeah, we sound like the silly kids. You could tell me and Shelley are the ornery ones. We're the laughers. We're the ones that just get out there and shake the booty. And you are.
My name is Stacy. And hi. My birthday is April 7th, 1962.
Okay. And What can we do for you today?
I guess if I had to ask a subject, I'll ask about relationships.
Well, you're an Aries, so...
Correct.
And, pardon me?
I said correct.
And you are a fire sign, and you want things to happen yesterday.
Yes.
You are a take-charge kind of person, and you can kind of... When you get into a relationship situation, you're the take charge kind of person. You can even overwhelm someone. And if they aren't strong enough to handle you, because Mars is your ruling planet. And of course Mars is the warrior. It's a very strong planet that keeps you just rocking and rolling, and it's like, if you can't handle the heat in the kitchen, get out of it, and you keep on rolling.
Yes, yes and yes.
And so, what, as far as relationship, it takes a very special kind of person to handle that kind of energy, because you do have energy, and you will definitely make your wants and your direction known, and if they don't like it, you get the hell out of the way. You're bowling through.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I'm very, very blunt. I'm nice. I don't hurt anyone, but I don't have the patience for three paragraphs when one sentence can spit it out.
Yep. don't play games. You don't have time for that. You've got things to do, places to go, and people to see. So get out of my way.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right. And you're very.
My boyfriend and I had broken up last April. We never stopped talking, and now we're still talking and starting to see each other again. And I kind of have a question of whether you foresee this relationship proceeding and doing well, or possibly you see something new coming down the road.
Okay. Well, in your situation, as you well know, you are just, Your connection with him is more physical than it is anything else, and that seems to be the draw. You will find someone else, but first you have to take care of the old baggage first and then move forward. You don't like confusion or complications in your world.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So once you get this out of your system, then you'll be able to push that energy forward and find the person that you are looking for.
Okay, okay. Do you have any rough timetable?
I'm not getting one. Maybe Jethro is.
I'm picking up with you, Stacy, that there's quite a bit of other energy, and just exactly what she said that's keeping an effect. So in timing, I would have to really look at. I'd have to ask a little more than just what we've got here, because they're deliberately keeping it for a reason. I feel like your guides are definitely doing that, because as Shelley was saying, you get a hold of any kind of an energy, and you're going to make that happen quicker. You take pride in the fact that you're very much in control of your life and your ship, and when you get an energy, the guides said that they're not giving us a timetable. They're telling us that, and I think that's why I would say, because the guys keep showing me that they know you. They said that it'll happen in its time, and that's their polite way of saying, mind your business to me. And I just kind of went, okay.
Okay. Didn't
happen on
us?
All right. Yeah, you'll handle it, honey. You'll do just fine.
Pardon me?
You'll do just fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. Have a great night.
You too.
And we thank everybody that's been calling in. Make sure you guys are doing the follow. We will be picking our winner of the psychic reading off of the person that goes on the right side and hit psychicsgonewild.com follow. All you have to do is follow the site. We'll go back, pick it out. That person will get notified through Blog Talk Radio that they have won a half an hour reading. This time it's Psychic Jethro. I get to do a telephone reading with you or Skype, your choice, and you win it. There will be a winner. We will be announcing it tomorrow night, and Kelly will be on tomorrow night, Sunday night, so you have to tune in to see who wins the half an hour reading. We have had Danny won the psychic class, and Richard Martinez won the written book, the signed book of Living in the Psychic Realm, and we're continuing to help each and every one of you have a good time. Shelley, we've been getting a lot of email, a lot of energy of people who want to and need to have time spent with a psychic. Now, I was teasing this because I've been getting this quite a bit tonight. This is something I've been trying to explain to everyone. When you call in on the radio show and you get a mini reading, and then you go over to Shelley's show, and then you go over to Bobby's show, and then you go over to Christie's, and then you go to... If you've had 17 readings on Psychic's Gone Wild in 1 week, what is going on with you? Well, if I want to tease you, first, you probably are gone wild because you've got all this energy going on with you. And what we want to recommend, Shelley, what would you recommend with a person that they love all the psychic shows, but they're getting confused? I mean, I had a friend write, and they joked they're Virgo, and they said, you need to write all this down and keep it filed and organized. I'm a Scorpio, and I said, I think you need to pick your passion and decide who you're going to be with. What would you say as a Sagittarius if somebody is addicted to psychics and they're getting 17 to 20 readings a week?
Whoa! Well, it tells me a lot of things because it does happen. What they're trying to do is find out how many, it's like they're testing, okay? They want to see how many are going to say the same thing, like, our one caller tonight said, I've been told that before. So what they're doing is they're getting verification of what they've already heard, and we haven't talked to anybody. I haven't got a clue what anybody's told anybody else. But if they are addicted to doing this, I call it psychic hopping, and it can be very confusing, and we all present the same information, believe it or not, but in a different way, because it's like any teacher or anyone who is, if you call, all right, here's a good analogy. If you went to one doctor, you want a second opinion, so you're going to go to the other doctor, and you're going to get a second, another opinion, and you continue to do that until you hear what you want to hear, and it's not the way it works.
I love it, and I agree very much. And there is why I love Sagittarius, because, you know, she's honest. She's to it. And if you guys do study this, you will realize I've never seen a Sagittarius yet that won't come straight from the front. You ask, they're going to tell. She just exactly put it there and exactly the way I was. I would also agree. I also think that all of us are putting it together. And, you know, the guys are telling all of us to make sure that as we are going into this time and energies, those of you who are following in love with us, we want to be here for you. Those of you who are enjoying it, please do. We're going to give one more person. We got 5 minutes left. I want to thank all of you. We've had the most fun, and we will continue. Please remember that we are getting bigger and better, so keep checking us out. Do follow. Also, what I really want to ask, and I have been having a lot of really good positive email, is we are reformatting. And I got to tell you, Shelley, your name comes up a lot. Every time I do a show, whether it's in the 3 o'clock in the day with Janine Reagan Sinclair, who's from United Kingdom, phenomenal psychic and healer, or it's in the evening where I'm doing it with Pamela Cummings, our phenomenal psychic. Everybody keeps saying, Shelley, now we know it's Sites. I was reading it as Seats because I'm a silly man. Shelley Sites, it keeps coming up. So, Shelley, we love you. We want to know that, you know, you've always got a place to come play here with us on Psychic's Gone Wild. You and Heather DeLuso, another phenomenal psychic.
Oh,
330,
yeah.
What are you doing, 330?
Yes, I'm here.
You're our last call that's on the queue, and I apologize. We've had about 3 other people from some other radio shows that came in the room tonight. They obviously didn't stay in play. 330, you're our last caller. Who are you?
Great. This is Robinette Still. I needed to know whether or not he's broken into my home.
Ooh. Oh.
The Sagittarius.
Yes, Empire. I know. And has he broken into your home? He has tried.
Yes.
But I don't feel that he was successful.
Okay.
But he has, and that's another, that's why I cannot stress or encourage you strongly enough to seek professional help in the area that of law enforcement. You need help.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you guys so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Robinette.
Did you get anything for me?
I do. I am getting something here for you, and I'm glad you called back because we got so excited that we got you out of there. And I want to thank all of you. You made my night better. You asked for me. You guys forget that I have feelers too. I'm a Scorpio. Just because Shelley's so cute, you forgot me. No, I love what the guys are telling me, and what they're also telling me with you is that I pick up that you've got some other things happening. You know, you talked about the fire. I see later him trying to come back and warm his hands by the fire, and you do the Sagittarius kick. And it's something I have two very beautiful sisters that are Sagittarius. Never make a Sagittarius woman mad, because they're not only going to speak for it, they're going
to tell
you.
And never lie to a Sag either. Sag does not get it. You don't get a second chance. You are doggy doo doo.
Right. We got big hearts, but oh boy, don't blow up.
Yep.
And I got to share a real quick story, and I will tell you what I got for you, Robin, just because I know my little sister's on here. We all used to tease her. She was a very attractive, very little timid person. I found out also with Scorpio people, we are sometimes too cranky. They tease us about our raising. I helped raise my little sister. And one of the things was I was young and impatient, and I told her, I said, I'm really tired of the neighbor girl. She bothers you. She teases you. You seem to let this get to you, so just go let her do it. I said, you seem to like it. Never do that, because when you use like this, when you're trying to use a psychological tactic on a Sagittarius, they will boomerang it back. She went over.
Oh,
she took the girl very much off. She slapped her around a little bit, let her know that she wasn't going to play her game. Then when my mother came home, my mother was like, why is your dear little sister punching on people? She's like, my brother told me to do this. And my mother's like,
oh, no.
Trouble. I'm like, psychic trying to save me. So I've let that story be out, and she is listening today, and I want to thank her. We're also going into with you, Robinette, and what I love what they're telling me is that I see this also coming back for you, that you've got a new relationship happening. There's the guys are bringing in this other person, and that's what he's doing. He's trying to get in and trying to corner you or trying to keep something here still happening. I do feel that I feel like Shelley, he's tried. I see you later doing a 911, and they come by. I would also get put on the neighborhood watch. I worked a lot of years with the Coalition Against Violence. Get on that neighborhood watch. Put your name on there, your house. If a police drive by and they turn a light on and it goes by, so what? The real fun thing about it also is you're going to realize your neighbors, if they were good neighbors, would have been paying attention with this other stuff. The ones that are good neighbors will, and I feel that he's going to get picked up. I see him with lights on above his head, and he's not going to the carnival. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
He's gonna end up jail.
Yeah, I also see the really good thing about this is when all things are said and done, you know, as Shelley was saying, he's tried. The thing that, you know, and this is, we're talking about all signs, so you guys wait, you'll get your turn for me and Shelley to tease you too. Sagittarius also are really not only phenomenal with this, they're also very lucky. So I really wanted to laugh at this person. You know, I have the most hilarious thing. Those of us know about what luck means. Sagittarius could be right out there flying by the seat of their pants, and then all of a sudden the luck clicks in. They already don't know what, but someone's going to help you from outside sources. Those of you also who are doing studies, as I have through astrology, one of the strongest signs of justice is not just Libra. And you get into the legal field, Sagittariuses are there, because Sagittarius will not quit. You know, they talk about a attorney, get a Sagittarius. They're not only going to light fire to your enemy, they're going to go back to their house and light fire to their other people, the family, so they learn never to even think about doing that again to you.
I always tell them, you're young, you'll learn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and please tell your friends to come and listen to us. We're trying to get back on. We've had a little bit of a loss. I know some of you guys were upset. I apologize profusely when I was in the Everglades eating alligator. Because I will swear on a Bible, I'm not joking with you guys, the phones were crazy, and it was a little hard to get this to work. So we had a couple days we missed with you guys. We are switching our Wednesday night show. Rohit is here from India, those of you who like the tarot reading. He is intense. I know he will tease you. He says you can call him Dodo Bird if Rohit doesn't feel good to you, but call him.
Wow.
But he said, I'm saying it. Me and Shelley are the wild ones. Kelly's the nice one. Amy Kavanaugh's the
nice
one. Come in and play with us. We've got those of you who put in your vote. Ian Farrell was here this week. We're going to see if we can get him on normally for aromatherapy, Bach remedy. The man's a psychic phenomenal healing machine from United Kingdom.
Wow.
Keep following. Going. We love you, Shelley. Shelley, I've got to get a hold of you again. We'll have coffee in the morning on Skype. Tease about the fun we had. You are the best. We love you. Tell them how to catch you before they throw us out the door again.
Okay. My website is sagsun.com, and they can contact me there.
Anyone who shows me a receipt they bought her and Shelley lets me know will also get a complimentary or a free reading by Psychic Jethro this week only. And you need to do it now. So valid for 24 hours. Get up, you guys. Get a hold of her. Don't let this one get... Shelley is a very busy woman, but she's promised me she'll handle the overload. Call her today. Get on the computer. What are you waiting for? Love you. See you next week.
Good night.